Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Welcome to the show, everyone, and all for you out there that are new to my show. I want to say hello and a big warm welcome. My show is very much about exploring many different metaphysical topics, and today we're going to be discovering one of my favorites. It's a great show lined up today with a guest, Susan King, and it's exciting to talk about the power animals or animal spirit guides. I've had a lot of experience with that myself, so we're going to be sharing that today, and hopefully we can help you become more aware in your world around you, where you can discover that they've been speaking and reaching out to you all along this way. So the topic today is about discovering your animal spirit guide and power animals. And Susan, let me introduce you to Susan. Susan has quite a bit going on, Susan. Susan is an intuitive counselor as well, and she has worked all over the world from bases in London and Miami. She also frequently visits New York City and Los Angeles, and she has a very large clientele all over the world, it looks like. And Susan, she hit, in 1986, she hit her head very hard in a car accident. So that seems to be a catalyst for a lot of the work she does. And I'm going to ask her about that in just a moment. The result was more than a concussion. Now, when she looks at people, she sees images of events occurring in their lives. She has flashes of insight about them and uncanny knowledge of their situations. She's been able to advise clients on everything from job searches to divorce proceedings. And she does refer to her work as intuitive counseling, and she believes the intuitive power is available to everyone. Susan believes that by allowing ourselves to be guided by a power greater than ourselves, we can let go of the past, overcome challenges and limitations, and establish more meaningful connections with those around us. She has been a columnist for both Elle and Marie Claire magazines and was profiled in O magazine in 2012. Susan, welcome to the Jen Royster Show.
Thank you very much, Jen, and good morning, America. I'm delighted to be here, and I'm really looking forward to this hour with you. I'm sure we're going to have some good fun. You did mention about my accident that I had. As you said, I believe everybody has intuition. It's not something that I have. Every human has it, the ability to know something without knowing. And I used to just get feelings and sense things. But when that incident happened to me, after that, I started to see pictures in my mind's eye, kind of like a freeze frame of, if you can imagine your house, if you can imagine getting a freeze frame of, say, your yard or a freeze frame of your bathroom, I'd see pictures in that way. It took me 5 years to decipher those pictures. And then it took me, well, it's been actually a process that's been going on for the past 30 years, and it's changed and it's shifted over time. And I see pictures, but over this last 30 years, I also get sounds and smells and emotions in these pictures. And I have found if I go through any mental spiritual or physical change or trauma, this ability tends to shift in mm-hmm. some way.
Yeah, I can relate to that.
Yes.
I can really relate to that. And I have a question for you that I have. A lot of clients will ask me this, that when their gifts are starting to wake up, when the pictures began coming in, was it like flashes, like quick? Because a lot of people say the pictures are flashing quickly and I'm seeing people I've never met before, or I'm seeing things I know, almost like a slideshow going too fast. Did it start like that for you?
No, it didn't.
Completely different. Okay, so that's completely different. I was just curious because it made me think of that. And we're talking about the animals today, so I'm intrigued with all of this waking up. Did you start to feel that connection to nature and animals more?
Well, I've always liked dogs. Ever since I've been a child, I've always liked dogs. In fact, I love dogs. And as a child, we did have two dogs. But from a young age, I always felt that the dog was not just an animal. I always felt the dog had a real spirit, that I felt that when I looked into the eyes of the dog, I had a connection with. I know that might sound crazy to a lot of people, but I actually did feel that. I also felt sometimes when I was talking to the dog, it actually knew me, or it understood me, or it had a strong sense of me. Mm-hmm. And I know that it's the shamans who believe or in the animal spirit. And, you know, to me, shamans work with spirit and soul. And to me, they heal illness and they gain their knowledge and insight from working with spirits and nature and rocks and trees and animals. And I do believe that nature can heal us. I don't know if nature can heal, you know, if I have an appendicitis, but I do feel it can heal the spirit or the soul, you mm-hmm. know, being connected to nature. I first became aware of my spirit. I feel I have two spirit animals. The first one I feel I connected with was through meditation, because the shamans tell us that your spirit animal will find you. You don't have to go out to look for it. It will find you. And I did a talk in Miami several years ago. And as part of the event the next day, I did a guided meditation. And on my guided meditation, I went through a meditation of going into the countryside, into the fields. And I suddenly felt, as I got from these woods in my meditation, that I was an eagle. And it was quite amazing, because I felt that I was soaring very, very high in the sky. But I just enjoyed the sensation of being this eagle, because the eagle, well, to me, I see the eagle as wisdom. It's ancient. It's been there for hundreds of years. The eagle has very clear vision. I believe it sees from the highest of places. It's got courage, it's got strength, it's got fearless when it hunts for its prey. And I kind of feel that some of those qualities I've had to acquire along life's path, mm-hmm. because in order to do the work that I do, because sometimes, as you know, Jen, it's quite solitary, our work. We connect with lots of people, but we don't go into an office every day that's got a room full of people where we have general chit-chat going on. It is quite solitary what we do. And so I found that the eagle was very symbolic. And prior to that happening, I was always drawn to statues of eagles. I remember going to a place on Long Island in the US called Kings Point. And there's a place there, which is the Marine Academy. And I was quite fortunate to be taken around there, and they've got these huge eagles all over the grounds. And I actually felt, even before this experience, that there was a connection with the eagle. And what I found is that sometimes what I tended to do was, after that experience I'd had, if I was feeling a little bit kind of confused about something or looking for an answer, I'd sit quietly. And I'd visualize myself going into the woods and being that eagle. And I'd go and look wherever I was looking for an answer for, to see what I could see. I kind of think that's a bit like remote viewing, but I wasn't remote viewing. The eagle was doing it. And to me, my spirit was linked in with it.
You became one with the eagle, so to speak.
That's how I felt.
And hang on, because you're passionate with that. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to dive a little bit deeper into these power animals. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have our guest, Susan King, and we're talking about spirit animal guides, the power animals. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I want to fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly like an eagle till I'm free.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I want to fly like an eagle to the sea.
Ah, we are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and my guest today is Susan King. And we're both intuitive counselors, so we get excited when we can share and collaborate together. And we've been talking back and forth a whole lot. And Susan, we were talking about the eagle before, and I wanted to share with you one of the things that I've had happen to me is the white horse.
Oh.
And the white I've always had dolphins around me, but then I'll have different ones come through, different animals will come through. And a white horse decided to come through. And when I was painting, I do a lot of intuitive painting, and I'm trying to just paint general backgrounds and swirl colors together, and boom, there it was, there it was. Those banners of my show, that is the white horse I'm talking about. I use that painting in the back of it. But the white horse, when I started to learn what it was about huge transformation, And then I was going through that simultaneously. So I'm intrigued about that. I wanted to talk about that a little bit. And before we go into that, I wanted to let everybody know that Susan will be giving away a free private session. And we're going to give that to the first caller, and we'll be opening those lines up here in just a few minutes. So, and we will take the first caller for a winner on the read. That'll be a private session. We will need an email from you, so you'll give that to the station manager there. We'll bring you on in just a little bit. We're waiting for that to come on. Now we have the White Horse. Susan, do you know anything about the White Horse? Because it just blew me away when it just showed up in my painting. And for those that are wanting to call in, toll-free number 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. And we will take the first caller that's in the queue in just a few minutes. What about that white horse? Tell me about that white horse. Do you know anything about that?
Well,
I'm
don't
so
know,
intrigued.
I don't know about the white horse, but I do myself feel I have a very strong affinity with horses. And I feel that horse spirit symbolizes personal drive and passion and appetite for freedom. Because if you look at a horse, it's strong, it's powerful, and it most of the time runs free. Now, there are times when horses are stabled and they're in captivity or they're in a small space. And when that happens, if that signifies your emotions, then, if I'm reading into your white horse, if I forget my horse for the moment and I look at your white horse, I didn't see on your website the image of it, but is the horse stood straight with its head up or is it down? How does it look on your picture?
I believe it or not, it is like in a running, but it ended up with wings like Pegasus and it's flying and it ended up emerging out of clouds.
Well, perhaps over the last 5 years, perhaps you have been in some major transitional period in your life. Maybe you felt as though you had to make changes, and maybe you felt you couldn't see your way for a long time. And then all of a sudden, the horse appears, and that's your inner strength and passion and drive giving you a path to a new direction, a new way in life, mm-hmm. and starting a new chapter. I don't know if that fits in to what's happened to you. Oh, that's how I would read the horse.
Absolutely. It was all simultaneous with it. Absolutely. It did that. And it's still with me strong. And it was interesting because when it showed up with Archangel Michael a lot too, in a dream, in a vision. I call visions different from dreams because I'm awake when I have a vision. I'm not asleep with a,
when
you know,
did the
like
horse
a dream.
Appear? When did it appear?
It appeared about a year and a half ago. And that was when a lot of things started to shift. The career especially. And then, but it showed up in a vision with Michael, and Michael picked me up and he put me on this white horse on a path. And then he handed me his sword and he said, I kept trying to give him back the sword in the vision. I go, what are you doing? You need your sword. He goes, no, you're going to need it where you're going. And he put me on the white horse and then I go. And it really stayed with me very strong. And so then it came through in a painting, and it, like I said, it does that. Now, that's how it works for me. It doesn't do that for everybody. So people that are out there that want to learn about their power animal or how did that – see, that power animal chose me like you were talking about earlier. I didn't choose that white horse. It chose me.
Yes, I think that's what happens. The shamans say that the power animal chooses you. You don't choose it. That's what they say. That's what the teaching says. And the teaching is 300 years old, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, probably but, older.
Yeah, let me see if I can have a look at this horse. Hold on a sec, because
actually, probably on Transformation Talk Radio, it's all over the banners. It's everywhere. It's on the show banners. because
Yes, I can see it.
Oh, you see
I
it?
Can see
okay,
it.
It's on the radio show banner. It's very inspirational to me, so I carried the horse with me to, and then I ended up on Transformation Talk Radio, which the horse came before that, and I thought, how interesting, the name is the same as Transformation. And all I know is that I'm very inspired by the horse whenever it pops up and shows its strength to me. I feel fearless. I feel that there's a loyalty, like with dogs.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. They're very similar. They're like really big dogs.
I would agree with you. I would agree with you 200%. Yes.
Yes. Yes. They're like very big dogs. And I've had many different ones come through in paintings. And in whatever it is that's going on, it's very strong. It is in sync with what's happening. And I find answers and revelations by connecting and tapping into that different personality or that strength or whatever it is that animal is trying to bring to me. I had a woodpecker banging on a tree. It got my attention. So I'm trying to take a picture of the woodpecker. I ended up seeing a spirit in the tree. I wouldn't have seen the spirit in the tree if it wasn't for the woodpecker.
Mm.
So it was interesting.
When I look at this horse now, I don't know whether sometimes to you it takes on different scenarios, whether sometimes you look at it and it tells you one thing and another time another. When I look at the face of the horse from the neck going towards the nose, there's a darkness stands out to me. So I feel sadness. There's some kind of sadness around you.
I'm emerging out of that, away from that. I had that very much in my life. I've been through some tough, traumatic things, and I think you're seeing emerging out of that. So it's that's what the shadow is. Absolutely. And definitely. Because I have that painting right here beside me. I'm in my room where I paint and I do radio. And it's a big one. It's like 4 foot by 5 foot. I don't know what that is in centimeters. I know.
I don't do centimeters. I'm still an inches and foot woman.
Oh, I love it.
Yes, I'm not European in that way, I'm afraid. And I'm still with the ounces and pounds, so I'm more Americanized in that sense.
Oh, I love that. So sometimes I realize I'm talking with a different measurement thing there. And but it's a very big one. And it's just, I feel safe enough to come out of that now. And I have a lot of the shaman style, because it's very unique and different. I don't seem to fall into any path, and we're really being open and sharing mine as an experience of how power animals work here. But I always find that it's just, I've got to find the way it works for me, and it's really showing me that out of the ashes, you know, the phoenix rises, really. And that's a phoenix, but I love that phrase, because you're coming up and out of it and emerging. And then he's emerging from the clouds. And you probably can't see that whole thing on that banner, but it's so phenomenal to me personally. But that's what you would do with a power animal, right? Susan, you're looking for how that message is unique to you, how you're relating. So we're kind of using this as an example, because this was huge for me. And whenever I need encouragement, the horse is giving me that and giving me that power and strength. It ended up having the wings coming out on it. I mean, I did not paint this, Susan. I was trying to paint a blank paint a blank background for videos. So let's hold the thought, because when we come back, we're going to take a winner for the call. We're going to bring a caller on to talk and chat with Susan. 1-800-930-2819. We're going to give a free private session with Susan away. Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest, Susan King. We will be right back.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening and keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Ugh, aren't you tired of the same old negative vibe?
Hey, Valerie, have you heard about TransformationTalkRadio.com?
No, what's that?
Dr. Pat is launching a new network. And
Dr. Pat?
Dr. Pat.
How many hours is she going to be on?
It won't be all Dr. Pat. She'll be joined by her friends, transformative hosts from around the globe. TransformationTalkRadio.com is a 24/7 network.
24 hours of Dr. Pat and her guests?
No, 24 hours of Dr. Pat and her hosts.
Oh, my gosh, I'm so excited. Where's it going to be broadcast?
You're going to be able to hear her in Seattle, Boston, Connecticut, New York, Rhode Island, on over 300 cable radio stations, and on the Internet everywhere. Listen live at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Great, we should spread the word.
Absolutely, spread the word. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stop. Get out of that car. Stop living your life in the passenger seat. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com and let us help you drive.
Transform your life.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Oh, we are back. You are listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we're talking about spirit animal guides, power animals with my guest, Susan King. And I believe we do have a winner for the free giveaway with Susan King as a read. And her name, congratulations to Carrie Baird. It's Carrie Baird, B-A-I-R-D. And Carrie, you will be emailing Susan. So we're going to give this information to Susan as well for the read. So you guys can hook up and do that later because she's going to set that up with you separately. So congratulations to you. And Susan, we were talking. Susan is very fixated on my white horse. So we're going to let her keep going.
Okay.
She's getting all kinds of interesting things, but this is how this works for you guys. So I want her to go ahead and share, so it's okay.
Okay, so the white horse, when I look at the top of his face, the flat part of his face, to me it stands out being very, very bright. That tells me that you are a woman who takes situations that have turned against you and you look to the positive side of them and you drive forward.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's what that part of the nose tells me. The underside, as I've told you, the dark side underneath tells me many, many difficulties. We all endure difficulties in life, but I think you have experienced great loss.
I feel
there's been incredible loss. And I think that loss is not just death. It can also be parting with people or being in traumatic situations and you lose that person through whatever reason. And that gives you the same sense of loss. I feel that spiritually, I'm not a medium, by the way, but I can pick up energy of people that's not here. I do feel there's three people around you spiritually, two men and a woman who I feel have passed. I don't know if one of the men was like a father figure to you. I don't know if he was your father, but he may have been like a father figure in some way to you when you were, I'd say, between 8 and 16.
Oh, wow. Yes. That would be my father-in-law, because he's known me since I was 10 years old.
Oh, right. I don't know.
But my true father is also passed, and I do experience him quite a bit. He sends me all kinds of information. And my mother is also passed.
Yes, there's two men and there's a woman. But mm-hmm. the man that I'm picking up that knew you between sort of like a child, between sort of 10 and 16, around that time, whoever that person was then, they brought light into your life. They brought light and brightness, and they made you see life in a completely different way to what you were feeling. Because before that person came to show you that new path, you experienced anxiety and fear as a little child. You know, you went through a hell of mm-hmm. a lot, because there was a kind of a lots of Jekyll and Hyde energy yeah. around you. And so that person's energy spiritually is very much around you. And I feel that
it's a very peaceful. Do you feel it's very calming and soothing? Because that's the way he feels to me.
I feel peaceful. I feel yeah. calm. But I also feel that there's a new path for you. I don't know whether you're about to do something new work-wise, but I do feel a new path for you. There's things going to open up that are at the moment looking a little bit, not closed, but they're in the pipeline, but it's not opened up yet. But it is going to.
Yes, I think it's been in that position for a while. This is really this is interesting, because I love how you're picking up all of that. And a lot of times I go to the easel when I'm trying to understand something for me personally. And guys, we're sharing, you know, something that's personal for me, but this is how you would connect and understand this is what I do with the intuitive painting classes, by the way, that you were asking me about earlier. I'm teaching people how to let it flow, because sometimes we just are putting that energy onto that canvas so we can learn and read it. So it's a mirror reflecting back so we can see. And that's what I'm teaching, you know, that anybody can do it. You don't have to be talent. You don't have to have an artist's talent to do that. I wasn't trying to paint that horse. When I saw it show up, I'm going, okay, it's going to be a horse. And would you believe I had that canvas for over 15 years with nothing being painted on it, because I couldn't decide what to put on it?
It wasn't time then. It wasn't time.
And then when it happened, that's what happened. So that's why it's such a huge talisman, so to speak, for me. It's very, very powerful for me energetically. But, you know, I want to say, guys, that Susan was spot on quite a bit of that. Without going into too much, you know, there has been a lot of loss. There has been a lot of pain. But I don't feel like that now. And I do feel like I'm emerging through so many yes. things. And I'm very passionate and very excited about doing this particular radio show, actually. And this is one of the things that I felt emerged from that, is showing people that, yes, I was down, but that doesn't mean it's over. I feel like like I did the show on last week, hope. Hope is what I feel like I'm here to do. And that there's always a possible solution if you just allow it to come into your energy field. So I feel like I've done that, and now I'm very excited about giving that to other people. So my goodness, Susan, boy, you were showing how good you are at this.
Thank you.
I mean, I'm sitting here kind of a little bit flabbergasted, because I'm thinking that horse is just looking at me, you know, and
I can remember many, many years ago, over 30 years ago, I remember meeting somebody, and they said to me, they came into my apartment and they said to me, "You didn't buy that picture." And I looked at them and I said, how do you know that? Because I didn't buy that picture. Oh. And it's only since then I started to look at pictures in different ways. And you can actually go into people's homes and you can look at pictures, and you can actually glean from those pictures a story. Like when I look mm-hmm. at your horse, your horse tells me a story, but I don't know if I'm looking at the horse or the energy that's emitting from the horse spiritually. Mm-hmm. I think that's what I'm linking to, the energy that's emitting from the horse.
It's interesting because actually the painting isn't finished yet, because I got so busy with other things. But those clouds at the bottom, which you may not be able to see in that, they ended up taking a form of like giant hands, almost like the horse's flying out of God's hands or some huge, giant, powerful hands. And it made me think about that when you were talking about the gentleman that you're feeling around me. He just passed away last week, by the way. It was a week. It was a week Monday. He's very, very peaceful, but he was that light. He was a musician. He was very spiritual. He was very much about helping people find their way on their path to a connection to spirit. And he was beautiful that way. He was that way very much.
Was he tall?
Well, yeah, average size. I wouldn't say super tall.
Well, there's two men, I said to you. There's two men and one woman around you spiritually. And was your father the taller one?
No.
He was shorter.
Yeah, he was a little guy.
So average height to you is about 6?
Yes.
Short. Now, that's big to me. I'm English.
Yes. Well, the other tall ones that I know are still living. They still are in a physical body. And I think you're speaking of someone, you know, that has passed. So it's interesting. And I think sometimes you might be seeing. Now, I have a very powerful spirit guide that is it sounds like you're describing him. And he's always been with me. He's very powerful, kind of, you know, manly buff, you know, that kind of guy, manly man, you know. And he's always made me feel safe. The male energy has always made me feel safe in a world when I was going through tough times where, you know, it felt like that feminine side couldn't handle it. What I've learned to overcome is bringing that feminine energy back up to be just as strong and not to feel like it's weaker. And that's a big one. That's a huge one. And I think some of this is over more than one lifetime for me.
That's possible. The spirit guide that you talk about, does he come from a place that's rocky or dusty and rugged? When you talk about it, I get mountains like you'd see in Colorado, but yet I get desert at the same time.
Yeah. I feel a connection to Greece, over the
dry land.
Over into ancient land. Yeah, I do feel a connection there, but I don't know if I can be actually specific. I never really talked about it like that. But he's dressed more like that, like old times like that. So, yeah, he is actually, now that you say that. That's interesting. But I feel sometimes I was, you know, when I was first meeting him, I thought, I call him Mikhail. It's like a Spanish type of Michael sound to him, but it's not an angel. This is a guide. And he's very specific. And I had a very weird thing happen with that because my husband was describing a new guy at work and he was describing Mikhail. And I've never told him what my spirit guy was like. I've got more than one, but this one in particular is always the one that's strong for me. And I looked at my husband and I said, "You just described Mikhail. What's his name?" He goes, "Well, actually, his name's Michael." I said, "Why is my spirit guide at your office?" It was very strange, but he described him completely, the physique, the hair color, everything. Don't know what that was about. We still don't. We were just intrigued with that. Now, Susan, before we get too far down in this, we're getting ready to take another break. When we come back, we're going to wrap it up here. But where can people find you or reach you? What is your website?
My website is susankingintuitive.com, www.susankingintuitive.com. If they go onto my website, or my email is susan@susankingintuitive.com. It's if they put that into Google, they'll find lots of ways of getting in touch with me. So
now, that's wonderful, wonderful. And now, when we come back, I'd like to address, you know, how people can learn about a power animal and connect. We're going to do that after the break. We're getting ready to go to another break, so I know we won't have enough time. And anyone out there that has felt that connection with nature or animals, it's going to be very easy, I feel, for you. If you love nature, if you love animals, it's easier for you, I think, to connect this way. But everybody can. Some people just don't want to be outside, or they don't want to connect with animals. They may find that a different style would work better for them at the beginning, but there's a connection there. And I think spirit will find any way and every way to get a message to us when we ask. What do you think about that? Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
So when we come back, we're going to ask Susan about how we can learn about power animals, how we can connect. We've been talking about how it helps us in our life with my example. Stay tuned. You are listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen with my guest Susan King. We will be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by.
These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and then all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up, that helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Oh, and we are back. And boy, we are having some fun. And I think I may have slightly... I'm being humorous when I say this, Susan. I think I may have slightly lost Susan into the white horse. She is just intrigued with my white horse. But I love that because that's what we're talking about today. So it is a great example. But if you're just tuning in toward the end of this show, I'm Dr. Jen. This is the Jen Royster Show. And my guest today is intuitive counselor Susan King. And we've been talking about spirit animal guides. And we've been talking about that horse in my painting that you guys see in the banner. So, Susan, we were talking about when we came back, we wanted to talk about how we can learn how to connect. What would you suggest to somebody that's interested in learning about who their power animal is?
Well, there's all kinds of tips on how to find your power animal and connect and, you know, develop meaningful relationships with your spirit animal. And that can be through dreaming, meditation, observing nature. There are many ways, but I think people have to keep in mind that you're likely to develop relationships with several power animals, not just one, as you have said, Jen, before. I think the rule number one is, I think that when you're starting your path on the world of animal spirits, it's important to remember that the animal cannot be chosen. It will choose you. I think in most cases, spirit animals appear to you when you journey out of your conventional state of mind. That is through meditations or daydreams or night dreams or any altered state of consciousness. And I think spirit animals come into your sphere or perceptions in their physical form. I think you'll notice them because of the unusual behavior or the encounters that you have. Remember I said to you, you know, I kept seeing lots of eagles all the time, eagles, big statues of eagles or paintings of eagles. And then I felt that my power animal became my eagle. One of my power animals was an eagle. So I think in that sense, if you pay attention to those kind of things, I think that's one way. I think if you kind of look at nature or, you know, spend some time looking at nature, observing nature, be attentive when an animal appears or when an animal comes around you, if it has any unusual behavior, because it may be a spirit animal that's trying to grab your attention. If you have a lot of repeat meetings with an animal, either physically or symbolic, like paintings, visual, statues, anything that's symbolic that's repetitive.
I've known, and on that same note that you're talking about, you know, like some people are cat people and some people are not. And I find it interesting that cats want to absolutely insist on loving all over people that don't care for cats. And if, I know one of my sons, he doesn't really want cats around him. And I have one cat, one dog, and my cat just wants to be his best friend forever. And I looked into that a little bit, and it made sense with things that he had going on. I've looked up all the way down to butterflies or why we were having wasps all around one time. If I look it up, and my husband, he's my analytical IT computer guru guy. Okay. So he's very different from me. He lives with somebody like me. And he said, he goes, we've got wasps. They're going to sting us. I go, well, let me look into the message. I said, usually when I do that, they go away. And they do. Susan, they do. If I just look into why they're hanging around, and that does sound crazy. I know. And stop laughing, Chris. You stop laughing. I can feel you right now. And because it does sound a little squirrely, you know, and I'm thinking, no, wait, don't kill it. Just let me see what it is. When I do that, they go away. And then I don't have to pull out poison. I don't have to do any of that.
Wow.
And that developed over time. So now every little thing, I look it up. I look it up and I learn about whatever it is that we seem to have. You know, we sometimes assume it's a pest, like an ant or something like that. And I'm like, no, wait, there's a message in that. And I look at that and then I don't need it to be there getting my attention anymore. And it goes away.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And I started doing it more and more and more. I do it with everything now, and it works. It's been working now for about 3-4 years for me now doing that, and I absolutely love it. So that's why I was excited about this topic, because there's a lot of messages in that.
Absolutely. And another thing you can do is read books about animals and reflect on it. And you can meditate with the intention of finding your spirit guide through meditation, because as I said in the beginning, that's how I found the eagle. But I also felt at the same time that I have a spirit guide who was a Native American Indian. I kind of connected the two things together. And I find if I meditate and I focus on the Indian, I find that I can get answers to things. And my mother actually does have an Indian spirit guide by the name of Grey Owl, and he's absolutely amazing. You know, if I wanted to cross reference something, I call her and I say, "Would you please ask Grey Owl?"
And he's a wise old Grey Owl.
But he answers not in typical how we're talking now. He answers in the way you would expect an Indian brave to answer you 100 years ago. You know, he will show things. He will show symbols. It's quite extraordinary, I have to say.
You get so intrigued with it, and it just fascinates me. And the more I tune in, the more I learn, and I just go into that student mode with nature or animals. And I live here right by the Chesapeake Bay. We have all kinds of sea life, wildlife, and all kinds of interesting things right here. And every day we see something different. Every day. I take a meditation walk every morning. I always see something different.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And I feel that it connects me to listen more versus just try to push through. Have you ever felt like we sometimes are just trying to survive something and push through it?
Yes, but you listen, you absorb it, you let the energy of the environment, of the earth,
of
the universe just absorb into your inner self.
Exactly. And I found that that's just working for me so much better. And just to calm down some of that energy that just gets going too fast around us with the way life tries to push us to go in a certain way. And then to feel confident in what you're receiving that's right for you.
Yes, absolutely.
That's part of the growth. Now, Susan, I've absolutely loved this conversation. We could go on all day long on this,
absolutely.
But we're going to be going off the air here in a few minutes. So one more time, let's give out your website address for everybody.
It's SusanKingIntuitive.com.
SusanKingIntuitive.com.
Correct.
Got it. And for those that are looking to learn a little bit more about me, if you're new to my show, my website is jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com. And if you sign up for my newsletter over there, I'm giving away free ebook on energy balancing, which is a wonderful little booklet. If you're learning about how to balance your energy, you'll get that automatically when you sign up for the newsletter. And we have over on Susan's site, you can contact her for private reads or private sessions the way she does it over there. On my site, you can do the same thing, private sessions. We have workshops, and we're getting ready to start spiritual self-healing group therapy sessions that will all be online. We're using technology to connect the world together. I have absolutely loved speaking with Susan today and having her on the show and sharing her knowledge and her expertise with all of my listeners. Susan, I'd love to have you come back sometime because this was just wonderful.
Thank you very much, Jen, and have a lovely day. And thank you to all your listeners for listening in. Thank you.
Thank you so much. You have a fabulous day. We'll be connecting with you soon. Okay. Now, don't forget, Carrie Bird was the winner for the free giveaway that Susan was giving. And Carrie, you're going to go over to her website and email her, and then she'll connect with you. She knows who you are, and then you'll have your little free gift there. For all of you out there in Transformation Talk Radio Land and WBLQ up in Westerly, I want to say thank you for listening. You've been listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and I say namaste to you.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think the Dr. Pat Show's the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio,
a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.